Welcome to our spotlight on arts and culture in Canada. Hello, I'm Mark Montgomery, and this week we travel to Canada's West Coast to meet two of the members of a unique trio. They call themselves the Orchid Ensemble. Their music is heavily inspired by Asia, but with touches of Western influence blended in. All of the members are conservatory-trained in their respective instruments, but they perform contemporary compositions created by a number of composers. The Juno-nominated group has just released their second album, Life, Death, Tears, Dream, and as percussionist Jonathan Bernard says, it seems they've all lived all of those emotions and more as a group. In a moment, I join him and founder Lan Tung by phone from their base in Vancouver, but first, a brief taste of music from that album. This is Dancing Moon. Jonathan Bernard, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you very much, Mark.
And Lan Tang, thank you for joining me.
Yes, thank you.
Lan, you were the one who came up with the idea for the Orchid Ensemble, right?
Yes. I think it's half by accident, because that was soon after I arrived to Vancouver, and I wasn't really sure what to do, but for sure I wanted to play music. So I asked another two Chinese musicians to join me. So we formed the Orchid Ensemble. But it actually started with purely Chinese instruments played by musicians from Asia. But then we gone through a couple changes. So 2 years after that, Jonathan joined, replacing the hammered dulcimer. So that's the marimba, how it came in, like playing similar parts with the hammer dulcimer. But since then, of course, we have developed to really use all the percussion instruments available to us. So that's kind of like opening to a really big, colorful world.
Now, Jonathan, you and the other members of the orchestra, the trio, are classically trained musicians, but in much different styles, obviously. How did you come to be associated with the Orchid Ensemble?
Well, very soon after I arrived to Vancouver, Mark, I found myself surrounded by all kinds of artists and composers and instrumentalists from all over Asia. You know, Korean artists, Indonesian artists, Chinese musicians. And at that time, and still now here in Vancouver, of course, there's a very active scene of a lot of contemporary compositions for, intercultural instrumentation. And this, when I started to see this, went to a concert soon after arriving. It was one of these light bulb kind of moments. And invitations came to collaborate and play on pieces with these artists. And I was always just very excited, because I felt like, although I'm a classical and conservatory-trained percussionist, in fact, our roots in this world of percussion and what we call Western percussion relies on all of the influences from Asia and Africa and South America, right? Some of our most beautiful instruments and the composers who write for those instruments have been influenced by Indian music, Chinese music, etc. And of course, all of our beautiful instruments come from these traditions, right? So for me, it's like going back to the roots, in a sense, by collaborating with these artists.
Still, there's much different style of presenting music and forming the melodies and so on between East and West. How do you blend that together into what is the Orchid Ensemble? Because obviously there are heavy influences from Asia there, but there is, of course, the Western influence of style as well.
Yeah, our composition, our repertoire comes from a few different sources. The first one, more traditional Chinese music, and that's our root. But we can't really just play any pieces already existing. without doing some work ourselves, because obviously there's no other ensemble using erhuzhen and marimba. A unique combination. So we have to get, if we are playing traditional pieces, then I have to write the arrangements to fit our instrumentation and also learn how to use the three instruments well. Because in, actually in Asia, we usually have a lot more instruments to draw from. So really started with experimenting the possibilities out of the three players. Then in addition to traditional repertoire, as Jonathan said, we have a lot of composers in Vancouver writing for non-Western instruments. So we have a long relationship working with composers here. So in our repertoire, there's a good percentage of contemporary works. And then at the same time, we are interested in other cultures. So we would study music of India or gamelan style and other different influences, Middle Eastern and Central Asian influences. Then we'll write new pieces incorporating the different traditions.
Well, Jonathan, you give me an answer on that then about this combining and fusion and melding of Western and Oriental styles.
Well, you know, what this reminds me of is we're very, very inspired by historical examples of interculturalism, both as a in a kind of romantic sense, but also of the reality. So, for example, I mean, Lan and I were just in the famous Silk Road crossroads of Kashgar in northwest China a couple months ago. And, you know, we put out our Juno-nominated CD in 2005 called Road to Kashgar. Well, Kashgar is a symbol and a reality inspired us because it is a crossroads and people have been mixing there for, you know, at least 1,000 years. Right, on people traveling from east, west, north, and south. So this is an intercultural place. And funny enough, when we were there, you know, what they call the west, of course, is Persia, right? The east from there is China, and to them the west is Persia and all of the Central Asian and Islamic countries. So the whole idea of the east and west is very nicely mixed up depending on your perspective.
Yeah, when we were in Egypt, I think they call their music Oriental music.
Well, you mentioned just a moment ago about your CD, Road to Kashgar, and we have the newer one out, which is Life, Death, Tears, Dream. Where does that title come from?
It's actually from one of the pieces on the CD, and this piece is written by a Taiwanese composer, Yawen Wen, and it's a piece for a women's choir and the ensemble. And this the beginning of us developing a whole repertoire with different voicings of choirs, which has been pretty popular as a program we tour with.
Life, Death, Tears, Dream, I mean, the poetry in itself refers to cycles. And the music that was composed is inspired by Indonesian gamelan, which is all based on long cycles. Rhythmic cycles. And for us too, 16 or 17 years now later, with this ensemble, we feel we've been through many cycles, and also we feel like we've been through a very, very wide range of kind of emotional experiences with this group. We've kind of experienced it all, you know, life, death, tears, dream.
Well, tell me how your music has evolved over those years then as the group.
Oh, well, that's a whole other topic. But let me say firstly that you know that there is a poetic underlying theme with this CD. And in the world of poetry, I think everything is encompassed. So the title Life, Death, Tears, Dreams almost encompasses the whole, you know? Mm. And also deals with the cycles of life. So it's a
Well, we're almost out of time, so perhaps I would just like you to select a song or a piece from the album, Life, Death, Tears, Dream, to go out on. And Jonathan, if you'd set that up for us.
Well, let's choose the first track, not the title track. They can, uh, the, they can, they, Your listeners know where to go to find all the tracks, but let's listen to Land's Dancing Moon, which is also kind of all-encompassing, and it goes through a wide variety of emotions. And when you listen to when Land recites this ancient poetry by Li Bai in the middle, you know, you might even find a more supernatural kind of landscape beyond our kind of earthly concerns and restraints.
Well, Lan Tong, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Jonathan Bernard, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mark. Nice to talk to you.
That was my conversation with Jonathan Bernard and Lan Tong of the Vancouver-based Orchid Ensemble. Their second album is out. It's called Life, Death, Tears, Dream, and I have one copy of that to give away. Simply email me to english@rcinet.ca and include your full postal address. I'm Mark Montgomery, and I hope you've enjoyed today's show. And to take us out, here is more of the track Dancing Moon from that album. So until next time, do take care of each other. Bye-bye.